This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. Wa na'udzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla la wa man yudlil fala hadiya la. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Usikum wa iyaya bittaqullah faqad faza almuttaqun. Dear brother and sister, welcome to Night Kalam. Now in reality, again, we know that life, there's a lot of challenges. After getting married, we believe that the marriage cannot start without good feeling, without kindness, without love, without passion. Because of this feeling that Allah have given us, we end up with marriage. But in the same time, there are challenges, because normally we are so used to live by ourselves, do things by ourselves, decide everything by ourselves, our own time and everything. But when you get married, then you are like a company. You have responsibilities, you have rights with each other now. So then the lifestyle is going to change. Sometimes, alhamdulillah, everybody seems to have the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, so the relation become more harmony and become better, and alhamdulillah, there's a lot of peace and happiness in the marriage. But in the same time, we do accept the fact that there are time, once they get together, something happen between the both party that they just cannot get along anymore. There's no more respect, understanding, give and take. There's a lot of tension, argument, hatred, anger. And that's why Islam is a religion that have the fitrah. The fitrah means it's something that Allah acknowledge, that there is a reality of life. If we fail, meaning Islam allow talaq. Talaq means divorce. Now, when you talk about divorce, it really means that you have to end the marriage. But normally, it's easier for the man to divorce the wife. The husband divorcing the wife is easier normally. Yeah? In a normal condition, because if the husband who decide, so it moves faster. But in the same time, we know that our Prophet ﷺ also remind us that thing that is allowed in Islam, but Allah hate most, is divorce. Because we do not want to start a family with the intention to end with hatred, anger, and become enemy between one another. Now, brothers and sisters, when you talk about divorce, can a woman ask for divorce? Go back to the teaching of Islam, because we are Muslim. We are not here to torture or to make anybody suffer or to oppress anyone. Islam do recognize that every one of us have rights. The husband have right to divorce the wife. The wife also have the right to free herself. The only thing that Islam is telling us that when a woman asks for a divorce, there are few types. One you call khuluq. Khuluq means the woman is asking for her freedom by paying back anything that she has received from the husband. It's like, she is buying her freedom back from the husband. Now, the reason in doing that is because there is no way for them to have a good relationship, a understanding, happiness and harmony. So if that is the situation, Allah Rabbul Alamin allowed us to free ourselves, but with condition, not to have a bad ending, become enemy, hate each other, abusing each other. No. That how we begin to have a good relationship before we got married, the same go to Islam. Even the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah chapter 2, verses 2 to 9, Allah remind us that if there is no more harmony, understanding and peace among both parties, so either you stay on, you try to settle your problem in a good manner. If we have tried to reconcile, to discuss, to find a good way to solve any kind of misunderstanding, then alhamdulillah. If not, then Allah Rabbul Alamin remind both party, the first one is the husband, that you should release her with kindness, be ihsan. Now this is a very important command from Allah Rabbul Alamin. Allah do not just release her, but release her be ihsan. Ihsan means it is more than being just to her or be just to you. Because if there's no understanding and peace among husband and wife, if you carry on, there will be a lot of oppression, you know, zulm. Sometimes the zulm can come from you. Sometimes there'll be a zulm to the other parties. So it's important for us to have the right understanding. Now the first one is the woman who will free herself by giving back whatever she has received from the husband in the course of maybe example, the mahar, the dowry, whatever the husband has given her, whatever give, then she can give him back and free herself. Now when this thing happened, being a good man and a good Muslim and a good husband, we should not oppress her and try to punish her, abuse her and torture her to the extent we say, no way, I'm not going to divorce you. This is not what Islam teach us. Islam want us, when we have a good beginning, we also have a good ending. We can try to solve the problem, but after we try, after we have seek advice from the elders and still fail, maybe Allah know best. Life goes on. So if you want to end the relationship of husband and wife in Islam, Islam do allow it, but Islam want you to have a good ending, and the ending should with kindness. This is important. We hope that all of us understand this. Now, there are another way of divorce. If the wife is asking for her freedom and the man is trying to make things difficult for her, then the woman have the right to go to the authority now. And she must prove to the authority that she have a solid reason why she want a divorce, a separation. Now we know that in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, we have evidence to prove that when the Prophet married Zainab bint Jahsh to his adopted son, Zaid bin Harith, then just after some time, Zainab don't feel to be functioning as a wife to the husband. She just can't. She was trying, but she just can't. So she came back to the Prophet and asked the Prophet the permission to free herself. So the Prophet was going to check out and whether the husband abused her or do something wrong on her or bad to her. She had no complaint about the husband, Zaid, because Zaid is a good Muslim. The only thing that she don't have any feeling and she cannot function. So then the Prophet ﷺ checked with Zaid later on. The Prophet ﷺ allowed her to free herself by giving back to Zaid what Zaid had given to her when they got married. So you see, sometimes it is not just you must have very strong, solid reason. It is up to how both parties feel for each other. And then the Prophet ﷺ do allow that the woman, if they can do it by themselves, they will have to give the authority to the imam or the one who have authority to act on her behalf. But in the same time, when you do that, the fasakh, that is called fasakh. The fasakh, they may want to ask the wife to give a reason. What is the purpose that you want to ask for a divorce? Because normally, in the community, the one who's asking is the one who is going to lose more than the one who give you the divorce. Because the one who give you the divorce, they must carry out their responsibility towards you until the iddah. And whatever they have given to you, they cannot ask back from you. But when you ask for your freedom, you have to give back what you have received from them. And then you cannot ask for any maintenance because you want your freedom. It's more important than just dollars and cents. It works well for those who are ready for not to move on in their life. But what is important to know about fasakh? Fasakh normally, the authority will want to know you must give them a very strong reason because Islam do not encourage you to just separate and then divorce without a good reason. It's not healthy. So everything, there must be a sabab, a reason. Now one of the reasons, or there are many reasons, but few of the reasons that they will ask is whether do the husband function as a husband to you? If you have the proof to say the husband is not functioning at all as a husband, then you have the right to ask for a divorce and free yourself, because husband and wife, they must function. Yeah? Number two, if the husband is been confirmed that he was lying to the wife, that he is having a very serious sickness or disease, but he did not inform the other party, then when she came out or she came out to know about the disease that he is having is very dangerous, it may cause very dangerous side effect to the partner, to the wife, she also have the right to free herself. Because in marriage, you must know what you want. You must be clear about who you want to get married, what kind of condition you are in. And that's why in certain country, like in Malaysia example, those couple who want to get married, they want you to have a medical examination to make sure that everybody is aware about the condition of the both party. Now, it's not that you cannot get married. Example, if one is being confirmed positive for some kind of disease, like AIDS and so on, then if they still want to move on, they can. But they cannot use that as a reason for divorce anymore. But if they say everything is okay, then suddenly they came out that he or she is having that problem, of course, then easily they can ask for a divorce, known as fasakh. There are other type of divorce too in Islam, but we just focus on these two first, about whether the woman have the right. Yes, the woman have the right. Sometimes without any reason, just because the woman cannot function as a wife, then she also have the right. But when you want to free herself, she have to give back what she have received from the husband. So may Allah Rabbul Alameen help us to have this understanding, so that if anything is going to happen to any one of us, we hope that we will have the right spirit and we have a good ending. You must remember, brother and sister, your in-laws is your in-laws. You may end with your, as husband and wife, that the relationship of in-laws is still there. So may Allah Rabbul Alameen give us a lot of wisdom, understanding, patient to handle whatever issue that we encounter in our daily life as husband and wife. May Allah bless us. May Allah guide us. Whatever problem we encounter, don't forget to go back to the guidance of Allah and the teaching of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to find the best solution. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.